Well, what does the Mount Horeb Mustard Museum have in common with the Sputnik landing site in Manitowoc and the rock in the house at Fountain City, Wisconsin?
Well,
tell you what, they're all winners in the unusual, offbeat, unique, and strangely inspired category of the Wonders of Wisconsin contest. We'll talk a little bit about that contest and about some of the wonders of Wisconsin. And, you know, we're getting into that Labor Day weekend coming up. Lots of people are going to be traveling around the state to get that last vacation in. And if you've got a question about where you're going, or maybe you've got a place that you'd like to kind of promote in your local area, we'd love to hear from you. Gary Knowles, our guest travel writer, travel editor for the weekly Shepherd Express in Milwaukee. He's the driving force behind the contest to determine the wonders of Wisconsin. Always fun to have him along. And certainly if you want to join in, give us a call. Here's the number, 1-800-462-7413. That's 1-800-462-7413. In Madison, reach us at 263-1890 or email us at talk@wpr.org. Gary Knowles, welcome back.
Hey, thanks. It's always great to be here, Larry. You know, as a matter of fact, every time I come on here, I think I learn more than I tell people because people call in with such great ideas and things that, you know, the state's packed with all these neat things to do and you don't know all of them. So
no, you sure don't. And we've just finished a nice weekend in Door County, as a matter of fact. It took a few days, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and mostly we zeroed in on hiking because we like to hike the parks and Whitefish Dunes. I had not walked or hiked that. There's about a three-mile hike in Whitefish Dunes that's really great.
It is a great hike. And as a matter of fact, you know, you referenced something that's really true of a lot of the parks in the state. There are incredible hiking trails and not very long ones, too. Little getaways that you can go do. But if you don't do them, you never see what's out there. And I would bet that probably under 10%, probably closer to about 5% of the people who go there ever really take those trails and really get to see kind of the full wonder of the parks. You know, they get to the popular spots, they get down to the beach, which is always, it's hard to leave the beach because it's a nice place to be. But yeah, those trails, you know, they lead to some neat scenes and neat things to do too.
Oh man, they were great. And you're right, there were hundreds of people on the beach. And I think we saw four people total.
on the trail. Right?
On the trail. And, yeah. And we were in Peninsula Park and hiked several of the trails there. And you're right, there are different lengths and so forth. But you see some things that...
That's true. I mean, Peninsula Park is so popular that you can get up there. There's so many people up there. Those four people you saw were probably lost. they may not have even chosen to take the trail. But it really is such a neat park. It's got such elevation changes. And, you know, the views of the bay over there are just spectacular.
Well, when we were from Whitefish to over to Peninsula, one of the just kind of the neat things, just to mention one more thing before we go on to others, was the fact that nobody around and we're walking, even though we know there's thousands of people there around the edges, a family of pileated woodpeckers.
Oh, wow.
Four of them. And, you know, you're lucky to see one usually. And we were able to get a dozen or so pictures of standing within 20 feet.
Well, the pileated, now that's the woody woodpecker, right?
Yeah.
So for those of you that know woody, you know what you're talking about there.
It's a huge woodpecker.
Beautiful, beautiful bird, yeah.
Beautiful bird.
Yeah. Well, you know, you referenced earlier that, you know, it always happens. Every summer it happens. You know, you get to the beginning of summer and you say, it's summer. You get to that longest day of summer, the 21st of June, and you're thinking, oh boy, my whole life is ahead of me. And, you know, and before you know it, you know, you kind of turn around one day and it's Labor Day weekend. And, you know, and then you get that kind of melancholy feeling of it was a wonderful summer, but where did it go and what do we do now? And you know, the good news is I was just looking through a new publication that the State Tourism Office has put out. This year they put out a fall winter event guide, which is it's just loaded with events and things to do. And it's kind of a sign of what's happened in Wisconsin, I would say, over the past 10-15 years, is that, you know, the tourism season has really expanded from kind of the end of May into Labor Day, but it's really now a year-round activity.
Yes.
And I took a look in here, and maybe, you know, in between phone calls and whatever else, I can throw in a few of these incredible events that are going on. There's just a lot of fun things that you can still do. I was just looking from now until like when fall really kind of kicks into high gear at the end of September.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's just, you know, there's all kinds of neat things taking place. And just as an example, New Glarus has the Wilhelm Tell Festival taking place, and that's going on this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And the state cow chip throw is going on up in Prairie du Sac, so pray for no rain up there. You know, it's always a lot of fun, but you don't want the chips will fall where they may. And but that's a lot of fun. You can go up there, and I've never really taken part in that. Someday I think I will go up and do that. It's like Wisconsin Olympics. Mineral Point has the big Iowa County Fair running this weekend, and that's a lot of fun. If you go over to Edgerton, they have the Rock River Threshery taking place down there with train rides, steam calliope. I think it's a calliope if it's on land, right?
Yeah.
And a calliope if it's on water. Gas tractors, the whole thing. Portage for the dog lovers. They have the sheepdog trials taking place up in Portage. So, I mean, it's just, you know, it's Wisconsin is one big wonderland of fun.
You mentioned dogs, and I think John from the town of Dunn has a comment or question about something relating to dogs as well. John, hi.
Hi, John.
Good morning, Larry. Good morning, Gary. I have a question. If either one of you maybe could give me a recommendation about dog-friendly trails in state parks. My son lives in Southern California. He takes his two dogs up in the Hollywood Hills hiking all the time, and I'm trying to inveigle him to come back to Wisconsin at least to visit to show him what, you know, what's up there and you know, where he can take his dogs. And you guys got any suggestions? I mean, I know we have off-leash dog parks around here, but I'm talking about, you know, real hiking.
Trails.
In the state
yeah.
parks. But, you know, I think that the regulations are set for each individual state park.
Yeah.
And I honestly don't know right off the top of my head which are, you know, the most dog-friendly. I know that generally in any state park, if they allow you to have a dog, it has to be on a leash so that you're not going to be, you know, walking and your dog running out ahead of you and scaring up wildlife or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I'm pretty sure when I was up in Bayfield a while ago and up over at Big Bay Park, that you could have a dog there on a leash. And there are some really neat areas there along Lake Superior that would be kind of fun to walk. But what I would do is I would probably call the Department of Natural Resources and or go online to their DNR State Parks website, and I'll bet you can find the regulations in there. And I'm sorry I can't be more helpful than that, but I don't want to give you the wrong information.
Yeah, because there are some of the trails you can have. I know that some of the trails you can have dogs or pets, and some you can't, and you're right about the leash. So you need to check that out with the at the state park website through the DNR.
Okay, and that's the I suppose there's a slash state parks or something. Is that
yeah? That'll be safe. I can go online and look it up for you. But it's if you type in Wisconsin, if you enter in Wisconsin DNR, that'll pop up.
Okay.
And
I'll Google it then.
Yeah. Okay.
Thanks a lot, guys.
That should take you right to it.
Yeah, thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate it. Gary Knowles, our guest, talking about the wonders of Wisconsin, fun places to go and visit, things to do. He mentioned a few of them. You may have a question, or maybe you've got an event that you want to talk about, too. Give us a call at 1-800-642-1234 or in Madison at 263-1890. Email us at talk@wpr.org. Well, how's the Wonders of Wisconsin website working out here?
Well, the Wonders of Wisconsin has worked out very well. You know, we had the Wonders selected back in April, and we've got the first issue of our Old Wowie newsletter went out now. We're going to try to make that more regular. It's one of those things where we got it up and running, and now we need to just get issues out every month or every week or so, and we're working on that. But it's gone well, and I see that just recently they named the Wonders of the World, the new Wonders of the World. And so they got theirs done. And then I see Illinois came along and they did their Wonders of Illinois.
Ah.
And not too long ago, I saw, I think it was West Virginia or someplace, was getting into the Wonders business. So everybody has decided to name their Wonders now, but at least we can say we were among the first.
Yeah, or maybe the first for a state.
I think so. I don't think any other state beat us to it that I know of.
No, they probably stole the idea from you.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's all right. Ideas are to be taken and used, you know.
Oh, boy. Mike in Appleton, your turn. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Good morning.
Good morning.
A couple weeks ago, I had some vacation time, and my wife and I and one of our kids took some day trips, went up to the Marinette area and did some waterfalls and really enjoyed it. And then a couple of other trips were over to the Lake Michigan shoreline. And we had gone there years and years ago when the kids were younger and always enjoyed the clear, cold water and had a lot of fun at the beaches and whatnot. And just really, it was upsetting to me. We went to Point Beach and couldn't go swimming because the water was just filthy. The smell was horrible. And then a few days later, we went to Whitefish Bay Dunes and had a similar experience. And as a Wisconsinite, I really love the state and everything there is to see and do here. And it was just, it took me back. Yeah. And it, very upsetting to me. And it made me really wonder what was going on. On the trip to Point Beach, we traveled south to a county park near Cleveland and encountered a lot of signs on the road that said who's polluting the lake and that kind of thing. A lot of homes for sale on the lake, and just looking for your comments. And
sure.
Yeah, I with you, really like Point Beach State Park. I think it's one of the gems of the Wisconsin park system. And I don't have an answer for you about what it was that you encountered up there, if it's what they call a seasonal bloom, or was it a fish die-off of some kind? I know that those happen occasionally, or if it was some extraordinary kind of pollution that had happened. I know I was up there.
I was there last week at Whitefish Dune, and it was
pretty
fine.
Good, right?
No, it was fine,
yeah.
And there was no odor or anything.
Yeah, and so I don't know quite honestly what the answer is. Again, I would go check with the DNR and ask them if they have an explanation as to, you know, the pollution you're talking about. Now it's a 6 mile beach at Point Beach, I know, mm-hmm. And so I don't know if the whole beach, you know, was affected or not, but I know that if you get out there, there are times where parts of a beach can be affected by stuff that washes up, and I just honestly don't know. I hope that it was a one-time event and not something that would drive people away very long, because, I mean, that whole stretch of, you know, you said you enjoy Lake Michigan, and in my mind I was wondering, well, when you said Marinette, did you go north? Did you go up to Escanaba? Did you get to that part of Lake Michigan? And I heard you say you went kind of south down toward Manitowoc and Two Rivers and over in that area, which has some really neat beach too. You know, the one thing that I enjoy, you know, at times when you can't swim too, is to go over to Manitowoc. They have that trail that goes all the way from the SS mm-hmm. Cobia all the way up the east shore, one of the nicest stretches of shore of Lake Michigan you're going to find. All the way up, it's a bike hiking trail called the Mariner's Trail. It goes all the way from the SS Cobia submarine at the Wisconsin Maritime Museum, all the way up past the breakwater, past the yacht club, and past beaches, all the way up to Two Rivers. And then in Two Rivers, you can catch the Raleigh Point Trail.
So, and we can talk some more about that. Our guest today, Gary Knowles, as we talk about the wonders of Wisconsin with him. Gary, a travel writer and travel editor for the Weekly Shepherd Express in Milwaukee. I'm Larry Mueller here on the Ideas Network. We're talking about the wonders of Wisconsin now. Great places to go and things to do here in the state of Wisconsin with Gary Knowles, travel writer and travel editor for the Weekly Shepherd Express in Milwaukee, and the driving force behind the contest to determine the wonders of Wisconsin. And by the way, I should mention, if you want to see the results of that contest, Gary, we go to Wonders of Wisconsin. What is it?
It's www.wondersofwisconsin.com. Wondersofwisconsin.com will get you there. Yeah, and the list is up there along with the voting results. I think we put the percentages up, too. I'm trying to remember. I think we've got how they finish so that, you know, if your favorite was, for example, the Overture Center in Madison, you'll find out they came in second in performance venues behind the Pabst Theater. And I think on the website now, we've actually, if you dig down, you can find how many votes they got and how close they were. And I should probably say too, Larry, I think we may do it again next year. You know,
cool.
This is fun, and you know, and there's no law that says you can't have a wonders contest every year, and it's kind of fun to do. So we'll see. We may do another one next year. And in case your wonder didn't get in there, and there are a number of people that have approached me and said, how could you possibly have not included, you know, fill in the blank? And they're right. Some really good ones that we did not have.
Steve in New Glarus, it's your turn. Hi, Steve.
Hi.
Hi, Steve.
Yeah, regarding the dog rules, with very few exceptions, the rules are actually common to all state parks, forests, trails, and recreation areas.
Great.
They're welcome on all hiking trails and campsites. They are not allowed on nature trails, picnic areas or in buildings.
Okay. Okay, great.
And they do need to be on a leash no longer than 8 feet. We do expect people to pick up after their pet and have their pet's behavior so it isn't bothering anyone.
Steve, it sounds like you work at one of these parks.
Well, I am a natural resources officer down in Greene County.
Great.
Oh, wonderful.
Well, it's great to have the authority then.
Well, I know a little about it.
Thanks, Steve.
Thank you.
Appreciate it very much.
Oh, it's great to know that.
There you have it. Pat and Rhinelander, your turn. Hi, Pat.
Hi. How are you today?
Great. Thank you for calling.
You're welcome. And I'm calling to let everybody know that the Rhinelander's 14th Annual Oktoberfest is going to be held this week, August 30th through September 2nd, Labor Day weekend.
Now, wait a minute. This is an Oktoberfest. Have you looked at your calendar, Pat?
Yes, I have. And the reason we decided on this date is it's been so cold in October that our elderly crowd gets quite cold, and they just can't seem to kick up enough steam to keep themselves warm. So we're having it early this year.
Well, hey, you know, nobody ever said that Wisconsinites weren't practical.
That's right.
And Rhinelander is a great place to visit. I, of course, you know, the Hodag is, you know, I don't need to tell you this, Pat, but, you know, for people that don't know, the Hodag is a, some believe, a mythical creature in Wisconsin. and you can hear the whole story, I know, up in Rhinelander. But let me ask, do they still sell the Hodag potholders over at the museum, the logging museum up there? They used to have these great Hodag potholders that the local ladies made, and then the profits went into the fund to take care of the parks.
Well, I'm hoping that they still have them now that you've announced it.
Well, if they don't, I hope you get to work on making some. Because I bought some for my wife up there probably 10, 15 years ago, and they were just the best souvenir I picked up anywhere in Rhinelander,
well,
I think.
Well, I will certainly let the ladies over at the museum know.
All right. Tell them to get ready. The crowds are coming right now.
As we speak.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Okay.
Thanks, Pat.
Okay, you're welcome.
Appreciate the call very much. By the way, back to the dogs for a minute. Another caller said there are maps of Wisconsin's hunting grounds.
Oh, okay.
Where you can take your dogs without hunting.
Oh, wow.
So you can go to those hunting grounds and take your dogs without hunting. And I'm sure from the DNR you can get those maps. Gander Mountain, places like Gander Mountain certainly have those maps. And that will allow you more open and freedom, because you wouldn't have to have your dog on a leash.
Yeah, dogs prefer that.
Speaking
for my own dog, I know that's true.
For the hunting grounds. So take a look. Norma in Manitowoc, your turn. Hi, Norma.
Good afternoon, Larry.
Good afternoon.
Hello to Gary.
Well, hi, Norma. How are you?
I am fine. I'm the director of the Wisconsin Maritime Museum in Manitowoc. And I want to thank Gary for pointing out the magical, magical lakeshore we have here. I got into my car and heard the caller asking about the green gorp along the lakeshore.
Yeah, do you know anything about that?
I believe I do. The museum is hosting a seminar and panel discussion on September 26th on this issue at 4:30 in the afternoon. And we're actually taking a leadership role in stewardship of the planet's largest watershed. 20% of the Earth's fresh water is right here in our backyard. That could possibly be cladophora. It's an algae, and there are a lot of people who believe that the growth of that algae is exponentially increased by the presence of phosphorus from fertilizers, from agricultural runoff,
lawn fertilizers.
Yes, from things that we all do. And so the leadership at the Wisconsin Maritime Museum has been very active in environmental stewardship, preserving the basis of our maritime heritage, which are the lakes and fresh waters and streams.
Well, you've got such a neat museum up there, too.
We do. The exhibits are phenomenal. There's shipwreck exhibits. We have a new high-definition theater on a dive in the Gulf of Thailand on a World War II submarine that was built in Manitowoc and lost during the war. We do so much. But I also wanted to let people know that they can keep checking our website for events and for environmental information on what they can do to protect Wisconsin's incredible water wonders.
Now, Norma, can you still sleep on the submarine? You've got got the great submarine, the USS Cobia there. Can
yes,
you still
we
sleep
do.
On there?
You can. Our youth groups come and book overnights, as do families. We have a few openings for families throughout the year. It's very, very popular, and it's more than just a game or an overnight. It is actually a way for the scouts to earn some of their merit badges as well.
That's great. Very cool. And I know you used to have, and you know, God bless them. We're losing them by the day, but you used to have some of the actual World War II veterans who served on the submarines that would come around. Do you still have a few of those there?
We do. They're here on a fairly regular basis. We just had one who comes and stays with us the entire month of August, Charlie Stewart. We're going to be working with some of the students in the area this coming school year to record their oral histories. And the students will be working with John Chatterton and Richie Kohler, the hosts of the Deep Sea Detectives, talking
that's
about
great.
Documentaries.
Yeah, well, that's great. But, you know, start this afternoon because they're disappearing quickly, you know.
That's right. That's what we've been doing throughout this month. We had the Cobia crew reunion here 2 weeks ago. We had the Queenfish and Blackfin reunion last weekend. We really gather them together and rely on their stories to help share the, you know, the bravery and courage these men displayed during World War II.
Well, that's great.
Norma, thank you so much.
Thank you, Larry.
Appreciate it very much. The Maritime Museum in Manitowoc. It's a great
Sounds
place.
Like a good seminar they've got going on up there, too. Maybe an answer to the earlier caller's question, huh?
Sarah in Salem, it's your turn. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, thank you so much, guys. It's so exciting to hear all the good stuff going on in Wisconsin. And to follow up the last caller, you know, you never know what you got until it's gone. So everything's important
true?
To protect. But I wanted to invite everyone out. We have, we being Silvertown Mall in Silver Lake, Wisconsin, having a grand opening on September 15th. And it's an open house. We want everyone to come out. We have some free bags. It's pet friendly. It's kid friendly. We've got some stuff going on. We've got the Boy Scouts getting some food. And it's just going to be a great old time. And it's just, we're trying to start up stuff in Silver Lake. And I think it's just going to be a whole heck of a lot of fun for anyone who wants to come out.
Where the heck is Silver Lake for people that don't know?
Silver Lake is in between Paddock Lake, Bristol, and Wilmot, Trever area. So it's the southeastern part of Wisconsin. It's halfway between Lake Geneva and Kenosha. So if you go down 50 and you take 50 to B as in boy, and you turn left on B if you're coming from Kenosha, right on B if you're coming from Lake Geneva, it's about 5 minutes down. We're right in the middle of town. There's a great Italian restaurant right there. It's just going to be a great time, and it's going to be some good food, some good people, and some great stores that are open, and just a heck of a good time.
Sounds like fun.
Sarah, thanks a lot. That's this weekend.
That's the September 15th.
Oh, September 15th. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad I got the date right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate it. If you'd like to join in, we have some open lines now, so we can get you on fairly quickly at 1-800-642-1234 or in the Madison area at 263-1890, 263-1890. Give us a call with your questions or comments. You know, on the Wonders of Wisconsin, you had Wisconsin's favorite bar, pub, or saloon. And, you know, I have a few favorite spots of my own.
You have some suggestions? You've been out studying the question there. The Baumgartner's won. You know that. Mm-hmm. Baumgartner's of Monroe finished in first place on that. It was a pretty heated battle. Quivy's, the stable bar here in Madison, came in second. And the Al Capone Hideaway in Couderay came in third. But yeah, there were a lot of people who had favorites, and they'd be willing to get physical about them if you found them.
Let's go to Nancy in Grafton next. Nancy, hello to you.
Well, hello. Marathon, Wisconsin, this weekend is celebrating 150 years.
Ooh.
And it's off of Highway 29 in west of Wausau. And there ought to be a doggone good time. Lots of good people up there.
Got those dogs involved in it there, didn't you?
What?
You said it was a doggone good time.
Oh, yeah. I came from Marathon County. See, I got to brag them up a little bit.
Oh, yeah. That's a great area up there.
Yep.
What kind of things are going to happen this weekend?
Oh, they've got bands, and they've got food, and they've got all kinds of ball games and old-timers and, you know, just all kinds of nice things going on. and it's a nice little drive.
Yeah, I always kind of figure when I'm driving north that when I get up there into Marathon County, it's kind of when you really start getting into Wisconsin's Northwoods, you know. Mm-hmm. A lot of people, you know, it depends on where you come from. You know, if you're from Illinois, the minute you break over the border, you think you're up north. But when you're down here, I've always kind of figured, oh, maybe, you know, when you get up north of Highway 29, it really mm-hmm. qualifies. Other people think Highway 8 is the dividing line. And other people think that, you know, you have to get even farther up to Highway 2. So
well,
depends on where you're from.
Marathon.
Thanks a lot, right. Nancy. 150 years, Marathon. All right. Let's go to Linda in Rice Lake next. Linda, hello to you.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Hi, Linda.
What's
Hi.
On your mind?
I'm calling because we're having our first women's wellness mini retreat on September 11th at the Rice Lake Senior Center.
Super.
Yes, and it's not going to be just for seniors either. It's for women 18 years or older. And we are north of Highway 8. There is life up here.
Okay,
there sure is.
So you qualify then. You're up north. Yeah, that's right. Do you have a website or anything that people can go to for more information? Or
actually, they can call or email either the Senior Center or myself. And what this is, it's going to be a relaxation retreat full of wellness coaching, de-stressing ideas, healing music, reflexology, yoga, refreshments that are healthy, nail and hand massage, and body massage samples, reflexology, and all the proceeds from this are going to cancer funds for children. And people can go to Curves in downtown Rice Lake to bring their donations and sign up to go.
All right.
A lot of good events, and thanks. That's another one. Well, that's another good one.
Thank you very much, Linda. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it. Oh, there's so many great events, aren't there?
There are. You know, if you've got just a second, I've got three I've got to mention. Because,
all right.
You know, Norma called in from up in Manitowoc. She didn't mention, but this is taking place right up in Manitowoc Two Rivers. Kites Over Lake Michigan is going on this weekend. And that's really going to be a pretty festival. Take your camera, get up and see all the kites up there. It goes on all weekend long. And if you don't have a kite, they'll get one for you. So you can do that. Mineral Point has a 24-hour play festival taking place, and that's the 1st and 2nd of September. So if you get down to that new alley stage down in Mineral Point, you'll get a chance to see that. And then in Sheboygan, one of my favorite events going on this time of the year, the Dairyland Surf Classic. Now, people say, you know, what do you mean surfing in Wisconsin? People don't know that some of the best surfing in the Great Lakes, and you probably don't think of that, but it really takes place in Sheboygan. They've got great surfing, the surf conditions up there in September. And the 1st and the 2nd, they have the Dairyland Surf Classic. And you can get down there. They have a big party. And if nothing else, sing Beach Boys songs.
All right. Carolyn in Elk Mound, it's your turn. Hi, Carolyn.
Hi. I was just wondering if you had talked about the fish boil at Port Wing, which will be this Saturday.
We missed that one. It was on our list here, though.
Okay.
Well, tell us about it.
It's a great time. The food starts at noon. They boil the lake trout, have vendors, children's activities. And Port Wing is on the south shore of Lake Superior, Highway 13.
That is one of the neat little communities on Lake Superior that is probably not very well discovered by people. You know, Bayfield, of course, gets all the attention. Ashland,
yes.
Cornucopia even is starting to become recognized, and Herbster, you know. But
yes.
Port Wing, you know, you guys have done a good job of keeping it quiet until now. Now you've just told the whole world about it.
Well, just 7 miles down the road from Herbster, so
A great place. You guys do a nice, friendly job there, too.
Thanks, Carolyn.
Thanks.
Yeah, appreciate the call. Fish boils. I enjoy fish boils.
That's a tradition that they created up in Door County.
Yeah.
It wasn't that they call it a Scandinavian tradition from Door County.
Oh, boy. Mac and Elma, your turn. Hi, Mac.
Hi. How are you doing?
Good.
Good.
What's on your mind?
Well, just calling to let you know that Elma is having their 5th annual music and arts festival this Sunday.
Cool.
Who's going to play up there? What kind of music do you have?
Oh, great music. A duet out of Chicago called Small Potatoes, a Dixieland jazz band called Ron Station, the Fat Daddies, and then a kind of a folk country group called the Riverbenders.
All right.
So there'll be music all day long and good food and art vendors and pony rides and right on the beautiful Mississippi.
Boy, you know, Wisconsin has some really neat music festivals. Of course, everybody knows, you know, Summerfest, you know, and that whole thing. But it's these little ones, too, that take place. Like, you know, I don't mean little by insignificant, but I just mean smaller in size that really have some great performers like yours is going to be there.
Well, this will probably be just a little better than Summerfest, but not that much better.
Some guys from Milwaukee are headed your way to talk about it.
Let's hope so.
Well, and so the date again, Mac?
It's this Sunday, September 1st, and it starts at noon and goes till 7.
And that's up in Alma, right?
Yep.
Right on the Mississippi River
right
there.
On it.
Hey, you know, you guys have, I think, probably one of the neatest views of the Mississippi River. If you get up to Alma and drive up to Buena Vista Park, which is, I think, a city park, is it?
Yes,
right up, it's like 600 feet up over the Mississippi River, and you drive up this spectacular hill. It's great in a sports car. Drive all the way up to the park. It's got one of the neatest views of the Mississippi River anywhere up there. So well worth doing if you're going to go up for the music fest.
Yeah, and then after where the fest is kind of an undiscovered little spot because you take a left off 35, and it's a point that juts out in the Mississippi River, and you can see both sides of the river and the bluffs, and it's quite stunning.
Now, hey, did the flooding affect you guys at all?
No, that was a little bit further south.
Okay, great. Great. Right. Have a good time there.
Okay.
Thanks, Mac. Thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate it. And, boy, we've got more callers on. Let's go to Nancy in Ridgeland. Nancy, hello.
Well, hello, Larry. How are you?
Great. Thanks for calling.
And hey, Gary.
Hey, Nancy.
I wanted to mention the Wonders of Wisconsin always includes a listing of the Ice Age Trail, and I wanted to mention that there's an event that's taking place up above Highway 8 again.
All right.
called the Woolly Mammoth Classic, and it's a walk-run for families, for people that like to compete or not compete, and just hike on the Tuscobia section of the Ice Age National Scenic Trail. And that's going to take off at 9 o'clock in the morning from the Brill Harvest Festival grounds in Brill, Wisconsin, which is north of Rice Lake.
Well, that's great. You know, and that whole Ice Age Trail is such another treasure for Wisconsin that I think it was on our list, and I don't remember where it finished. I don't think it didn't win, but, I mean, it goes, what is it, about 1,200 miles through the state? 1,100, I think, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a super trail.
Yeah, it winds around along the edge of where the last glaciation came into the state, and there are events taking place all over the state. People can go to the website at iceagetrail.org. There's a brand-new website that's up that's really quite comprehensive, and it talks about events going on all over the state. And, of course, we're looking at a trail that's completely taken care of by volunteers, so people that like to be out in the woods and help get trails set up for other folks to hike and walk and run and be out there is a great thing.
That's great.
Thank you. Thanks, Nancy. Thanks a lot for calling. And as long as we're mentioning dates, I should also mention that, is it next week already? The World Championship Muskie Tournament.
Up in Boulder Junction, right?
In Boulder Junction and Manitowish Waters area.
The 7th to the 9th I have.
Yeah, 7th to the 9th. I'll be fishing in that contest.
Great.
With Ray Palmonis, who's a Wisconsin Public Radio listener. But we'll also be broadcasting, and I did want to mention that, from there on Thursday, September 6th. So if you're up in the Manitowish Waters area, we'll be at the community center at Manitowish Waters. I'll be on the air from 11 to 12:30, and tell you what, we're going to have a lot of fun. We'll have some fishing guides, and we'll talk fish, and we'll talk wildlife, and then I'll be fishing that contest and maybe winning a little trophy.
Maybe you can win the big trophy, and you know, if you take the advice of what Warren Nelson from Big Top Chautauqua, he's got that whole album out with all of the fishing songs that he's got on it. But he's got one great one on there called "Nice Fish," and "Chartreuse Bait," I think, is the one you've got to use from the Happy Hooker Bait Shop. So if you get a chance, you know, speaking of good things to do, Big Top Chautauqua is still running. They've got some performances left up there, up at Bayfield. And I happened to see those guys when they were down here in Verona, and they do such a great job that if you're looking for fun, you know, check that out up in the Bayfield area, right?
I interviewed Warren Nelson once on the air, and
he's a genius. The guy is crazy.
He, I laughed. I was laughing so hard that I could hardly ask questions. Every time I popped something out, he was right off the top of his head.
He's sort of a treasure of two states, as I understand it. Mm-hmm. You know, he got, what did we name him, some kind of a professor of the University of Wisconsin Superior. And then this year, I think the people in Minnesota gave him some kind of a graduate degree. He's really from Minnesota. But he likes to claim Wisconsin as his second home, I think. So, but yeah, he's great, and that whole Big Top Chautauqua thing is fantastic.
Fantastic, and again, for people who want to see the Wonders of Wisconsin website, how do we get to that again?
It's www.wondersofwisconsin, all spelled out, .com. And you can go there and sign up for the free newsletter. I mean,
yeah.
The kinds of stuff we're talking about today is kind of what you find in the newsletter. It's a little of this and a little of that. And if we got some good ideas, we try to pass them along. So, and always delighted, Larry. Thanks so much for having me on. And it's always great. You know, like I said, the real wisdom of Wisconsin is really out there. You heard it today, all these people with their celebrations going on. No reason to be down about the summer being over, I guess. Huh?
Thanks, Gary. Gary Knowles of Madison, travel writer, travel editor for the weekly Shepherd Express in Milwaukee, and the force behind the contest to determine the Wonders of Wisconsin. Go to wondersofwisconsin.com and take a look and get on that newsletter. Get on that newsletter list. Thanks for listening. Stay with us. Lots in store on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.